Monday, Monday, Monday. Lucia Drummond, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start with our motivation for today. Where are we getting off?
We are jumping on emotions and nonverbal communication.
Okay.
Now, we all have a lot to say. We open our mouths, we talk a big game, but very often the cheat code or what's giving us away is what we're not saying with our mouths. The body language. Sometimes it does come out of the mouth, but it's not the words. It's the tone. It's the tempo. It's the gusto in the voice. So we're going to touch on that today.
Okay, starting where?
Very firstly, you need to know what your emotions are. Some people have not been able to express their emotions. Maybe they grew up and it was like, no, you're not allowed to cry and you're not allowed to do this and just put a smile on your face. You know, I've heard that many times too. I think I say it sometimes too. So, but with that, on a more severe case, what happens is some people suppress their emotions. And because they suppress their emotions, they don't even know how to define their emotions. And so for you to be able to change what you are putting out there or change your emotional state, you at the very first point have to be able to identify what your emotional state is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you just a few things to look at and then we're going to take it from there. Firstly, to regain the power to direct your emotional state, what you want to do is notice the experience that you are having. Now, something will happen, a situation, and then something will happen here in your mind. It will tell you this situation equals this, this, and this. And that will put you in a state. And that state, you'll give a label to it. And that label will be an emotion. Once you've identified your emotions, when you know what to expect, okay, I'm feeling anxious now. Do I need to go through the whole day feeling anxious? No, I don't. It was just a moment. Someone burst into the studio. It is not the tone for the day. It was something that happened in 2 minutes. I can change the state. What is the state that I want to be in? And then what are the things, what are the thoughts, what are the situations that put me in that state? Because if you know what the situations are, sometimes you can create those situations to help yourself change the state. And so I say all of that to say, oh, I'm feeling anxious. Let me change the state. I'm going to put a song on, Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. That puts me in a good mood. And after listening to that song, I've changed my state. I feel confident. Now I go into the presentation and I give the body language and I give the energy that I want to give to do it successfully.
Okay, tell me about the program that you have happening, Strategize Your Outstanding Life.
Yes, now I do this program each and every year. This year, I am doing it 3 times. I've done it once in February, and it was so lovely. It was in Stellenbosch. The next one comes up on the 1st of June in Johannesburg, and then for Cape Town in the city, and that will be on the 5th of October. So I'm very, very excited, and these topics and many of the others that I cover are in this program, and it helps you to just snap out of your autopilot and into the life you want to live.
Where can one find out more?
Everything is on my website, luciadrummond.com.
Till next week.